This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. On a windy weekday, KUNM's Bryce Dix went to a modest farm in Albuquerque's South Valley, and it's from there that we continue our Voices Behind the Vote series, speaking with a voter who's concerned about his livestock, government spending, and his children's futures.
My name is Jason Tapia. I live in the South Valley of Albuquerque. Been down here in the far South Valley most of my life. This is where I grew up. Ever since I turned 18, I've always voted in everything. And it's not because even when I was 18, I was super political. I just was taught as my family, and if you're an American, your way to voice your opinion is by voting.
Right now we got the two goats, three turkeys, and a bunch of chickens. But we're going to get rid of a bunch. We get rid of half of these chickens.
I live in the county, so I can't vote in the city, but I can vote for county people. And I just feel that my guy doesn't represent me. I've tried to talk to him, tried to go by his office, tried to make phone calls, emails. He never gets back with me. Being that I live on a farm, I've had many issues with wild animals, coyotes. One year we got 80 animals killed. We repurchased animals and they got killed again. There's five counties in the state of New Mexico that don't allow government-based trapping of coyotes. Game and Fish considers coyotes to be nuisance animals. They say go ahead and shoot them, but I can't fire and discharge a firearm inside the city limits. Animal control says I cannot trap these animals with traps other than live traps, and a coyote's not going to go in a live trap. They're too smart. So I've proposed and tried to get some government trappers who are more than willing to come out here and take care of this, but I need support also from my county commissioners who, again, are unwilling to help me.
Come here.
I have to feed her up here because the dog tries to get her. In today's climate, especially as a conservative person or Republican, you're afraid you can't put any bumper stickers out. You can't put yard signs out in your yard because your fear of vandalizing your home, vandalizing your vehicle when you're not around. You got to be careful who you talk to because they're going to call you a racist. My neighbor, when Bush was going for a second term, I put a Bush sign out front, and we didn't really talk politics to her, but we got along with our neighbor. And ever since that sign was out there, you damn Republican neighbor, or yell it at me from across the way, and we don't talk to her very much anymore. And when I have talked to her, what's wrong with you? Why are you angry? Because I don't talk politics to you. Oh, it must be nice to be a rich Republican neighbor. You live right next door to me.
I don't like buying meat from the store. I just don't care for the flavor of it. Even the eggs, like the eggs are... When you grow your own eggs, you raise your own chickens, they have their own eggs. And then you go to a restaurant to eat, the eggs just taste nasty.
I'm just really concerned about this upcoming election due to the fact of the future for my children, the immediate future for our lifestyle, and the distant future. The government, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they tend to want to claim or believe that the tax dollars belongs to them, when in reality it's our money, it's the citizens' money. And I see too many times where they take that and build upon government and grow it to the extent of, when are you going to realize that you can't just keep consuming and spending? That's my big fear. Is what is it going to? How's it going to affect my children as they get older? Are we ever going to get out from under this, or are we going to start selling off portions of the United States to other countries to pay our debts? I just feel like there's ways to save a lot more money versus always just willing to give it to the person or the business that has a contract just consuming off of us.
That was voter Jason Tapia talking with KUNM's Bryce Dix. To hear more from our Voices Behind the Vote series, go to KUNM.org.